read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To our brothers and sisters out there, those seeking their knowledge from books. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that introduces a book every week. So leading a country needs more than wit and knowledge. It needs a good conscience and proper ethics. The revolution of 1979 in Iran ousted the Shah and brought a new order in the Iranian administration, which was later known as the Islamic Republic. The Islamic Revolution was led by Imam Khomeini and influenced by his speeches and thoughts. The Islamic Republic held Imam Khomeini as its leader until his death in 1989, Imam Khomeini espoused the Wilayatul Faqih theory, which believed an Islamic scholar must lead the Islamic nation. To understand what Imam Khomeini believed in, there are various books, but one important subject is the issue of ethics in Islamic governance. Some people say there is no ethics in politics, but proper ethics, even at the most vicious times, I mean war, is central in the Islamic doctrine. So today, we want to talk about Imam Khomeini's thoughts on ethics in political Islam. Let's take a short break before I introduce the book.
The people pressured the Shah into exile, euphemistically referred to as a trip. On January 16, 1979, abandoned by his American allies and visibly weakened by his six-month struggle to retain power, the Shah left the country under the gaze of his last few supporters, never to return.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, and we're back. We are Bookshelf. Imam Khomeini was born in 1902. He led a revolution to success in 1979 and died 10 years later in 1989. He studied in the Islamic seminaries of Iraq and Qom, both in Iran, and taught in Najaf when he was exiled by the Shah to that city. He promoted Wilayatul Faqih, that basically says an Islamic jurist must rule over the people and in an Islamic law. The Islamic Republic was founded in 1979 with the idea of forming a regime based on Islam in Iran. The leader of this republic is Imam Khomeini, and we explained its importance to understand Imam Khomeini's view on ethics in politics to understand his ideal of an Islamic Republic. So I have the book in front of me right now. It's called Imam Khomeini, Ethics and Politics. It's a discussion on ethics and its relation to politics from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini. The discussions in this book are presented in three parts. The first part is a view on the ethical principles of Imam Khomeini's Islamic thought and his fundamental views on ethics. The second part is a deliberation on the relation between ethics and politics. And the third part deals with ethical politics and ethical elements in politics. The book is by Sayyid Hassan Islami and translated by Mansur Limba and published by the Institute for the Compilation and Publication of the Works of Imam Khomeini, which publishes books on Imam Khomeini. We'll take a short break and then we'll read a piece of this book.
Ayatollah Khomeini led his country in an attempt to restore the Islamic vision. This gathering on the anniversary of his death is evidence of the continuing popular support for the Ayatollah's message. The revolution was one of the most significant events of recent Muslim history. It opposed the West and restored Islam to center stage. It gave a lead to the whole Islamic world and made Muslim governments uncomfortable. But many ordinary Muslims everywhere admired the Ayatollah.
Yeah. You're back on IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of knowing what Imam Khomeini thought about ethics and politics. All right, so I have a book in front of me right now. It's called Imam Khomeini, Ethics and Politics, and I'm going to read from this section, which is titled Openness to Criticism. The truth of the matter is that we have dual attitudes with respect to the term criticism. We like it and regard openness to criticism a kind of perfection and value, while at the same time we are very afraid of it. So usually we invite our friends to criticize us and our actions. But we immediately put up a shield against the flood of criticisms and reject them one by one in various ways. For this purpose, we usually first make it clear as to what type of criticism we wish to face. Through the addition of such modifiers as constructive, guidance-giving, reformative, and the like, we specify the type of criticism we have in mind. Finally, if the criticism leveled against us was not our liking, we practically neutralize its effect and protect our personality through the use of such clichés as bias of the critic, weakening motive, falsity of the criticism, and others. An anecdote of this type of facing criticism and reacting to it calls to mind the story of a man who, pretending to be a champion, went to a tattooist and asked him to tattoo his shoulder with the image of a lion. As the tattooist started his work, the man became restless due to the intensity of the pain of the needles that penetrated his body. He asked the tattooist which part of the lion he was tattooing. He replied that he had started from the tail. The champion said that there was no need for the tail and that he should start with another part. The tattooist started again from the other part, but the pain persisted. Again, the question was asked, and the answer was that he had started from the mane. Again, the request of the champion was to abandon the mane and to start with another part. Our attitude towards criticism is more than this. We welcome criticism and sometimes insist on it, but once we experience its sting, we evade from it, and in order to cover up our evasion, we assign various labels to it. We brand it as the venting of complexes, vengeance, accusation, and injustice. The duality in words and in deeds is so vivid to obviate the need for description. Criticism is looked upon as a gift in our religious culture, and to present an offering of faults is deemed a value and, at times, a duty, so much so that Imam Sadiq says, "The most beloved of my brothers is he who presents me an offering of my faults." All right, unfortunately, I've run out of time, but this is a very interesting book because you can take a look at it as a self-help book as well. Not only what should our ethics be in politics, but what should our ethics be in life itself? If you missed our program, don't worry. We covered the book Imam Khomeini, Ethics and Politics, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. You can download an archive of our program. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf, and our program and a list of our programs shall be there ready for download. Until next week and another book from the whole team here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged.
amongst ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.